Welcome to The Late Disciple, a ministry of Truth Seekers Fellowship. This has been a great week of lessons, and on today's program, Tom Murray will continue answering the question, what kind of Messiah did the Old Testament reveal? Join us as Tom discusses messianic prophecy, eternity past, and the birth of the Messiah.
Well, welcome back to our studies in the messianic prophecies regarding the first coming of the Messiah. And last time we finished with Jeremiah chapter 23, and today we're going to focus on the next prophet bit of information about what kind of Messiah and what kind of clues should we have had so that we can clearly distinguish who is the real Messiah. And we're going to turn to the minor prophet Micah now in Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. And this verse is actually going to add to what we learned in Isaiah chapter 7:14, where Isaiah said that a virgin would conceive. But what Micah tells us now in Micah 5:2 is that the virgin would give birth actually in Bethlehem of Ephratah. So let me read Micah 5:2 to you. But as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth for me to be a ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity. Now we've already shown you in prior studies that a great many scriptures point to the divine as well as the human nature of the Messiah. Now, we've looked all the way beginning at Genesis chapter 3 and 4, and we continued that all the way up to now to the prophecy of Micah. Now, Micah was a contemporary prophet of the prophet Isaiah, meaning they lived at the same time. And Micah was prophesying at the same time as Isaiah, but in a different part of the area of Judea. In Isaiah 7:14, Isaiah said that the Messiah was to be born of a virgin. But here in Micah 5:2, we find out where the birth of the Messiah is actually to take place. So that's another piece to the puzzle. Messiah is to be born not in Jerusalem, as you and I might have expected, because David was the king and ruled from Jerusalem, but Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. Now, this may have been hinted at in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, but it is now clearly stated in this passage. Now, Bethlehem Ephratah is given here, and the reason the word Ephratah is mentioned is because there were two Bethlehems in Israel, one in the south and one in the north. And this is the one in the south below Jerusalem, just a little bit south and west of Jerusalem, Bethlehem Ephratah, as distinguished from the Bethlehem up in the Galilee in the northern region. So this Bethlehem is the Bethlehem of David, and it is the Bethlehem of the region of Judah and is south of Jerusalem. Now, the one to be born is said to go forth for me. That is, this Messiah is being born in order to fulfill a particular mission of God or a specific purpose that God has in mind. Now, as regards the Messiah's human origin, he is to be born in Bethlehem. But regarding his divine origin, he is said to be, in this verse, from long ago, from the days of eternity, in verse 2 of Micah 5. Now, those words, those Hebrew words, are the strongest Hebrew words ever used for eternity past in the Bible. They are used, those words, from long ago, from the days of eternity. They are used of God the Father himself in Psalm 90, verse 2. And what is true of God the Father is also said in this verse to be true of this one who is to be born in Bethlehem of Ephratah. Now these words, these very words, from long ago, from the days of eternity, are also used in Proverbs chapter 8, verses 22 and 23, where the voice of wisdom is actually speaking. So what we have in Micah 5:2 is another passage which shows that the Messiah was to be human, being born at some specific point in time and at some specific place, Bethlehem of Ephratah, and yet this one Messiah has existed since all of eternity past, and therefore this Messiah is not only man, but he is also God. So what do we learn from Micah 5:2? Well, Messiah would be born in Bethlehem of Ephratah, the city of David's youth. And secondly, Messiah would be divine as well as human, since he existed from eternity past. Now that brings us to our next passage in the prophets, and that is the minor prophet Zechariah. And here Zechariah talks in chapter 9, verses 9 and 10, about the fact that the Messiah would one day come riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. Let me read that passage to you. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and endowed with salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a donkey. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem, and the bow of war will be cut off, and he will speak peace to the nations, and his dominion will be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth." Now, this is another passage that comes from that third category of messianic prophecies that I mentioned to you in the introduction, and we also did a little bit earlier in Isaiah 61, where a passage deals with both the first and the second comings, where they are blended together without any obvious distinction between the two comings. Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 and 10 is a classic example of this third kind of messianic prophecy. Verse 9 relates to the first coming of the Messiah, but then verse 10 relates to the second coming. Now, we're going to be able to establish this from other scriptures, even though it is not totally clear from this passage itself. But let's deal with verse 9 of chapter 9, that is, the first coming. Now, what is the actual background for Zechariah's prophecy? Well, there was a threat, as I've told you in other broadcasts, that there would be an invasion of Israel by a foreign king, and that was prophesied by Micah in chapter 9, the first 8 verses. Now, these verses were fulfilled when Alexander the Great, that is, the Greek king, actually invaded Israel. But in verse 9, in contrast to this invading Gentile Greek king, we find a reference to a future Jewish king, that is, the Messiah. Israel is told to rejoice because your king, that is, Israel's king, is coming. But he's coming not against you, but to you. Jerusalem, we're told, is to rejoice because, unlike Alexander, this king is going to be just. He's going to be characterized by righteousness, a point that was also made by Jeremiah in his passage in Jeremiah 23, 5 and 6. In contrast to this just Jewish king, Alexander the Great died in a drunken stupor in his early 30s. But secondly, this Jewish king is going to offer salvation. Now that comes in contrast to Alexander the Great, who came with conquest and destruction and death in his mind for Israel. Then this Jewish king that will come will be lowly and humble. And lowly here has the meaning of being brought low through oppression. that is, Messiah, was indeed oppressed. Alexander didn't come that way. He came with great pomp and with great power. A further contrast between Alexander the Great on his white horse and this Jewish king who is to come riding on a donkey. Specifically, we're told that this Jewish king is to ride on the foal of a donkey. That is, a foal of a donkey is a creature that has not yet been broken for riding. That is, a donkey foal that has never been ridden by man. Now, the fulfillment of this prophecy in Zechariah 9:9 is found in the Gospels of the New Testament at the day of the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem at the beginning of the last week of his life, as recorded in Matthew 21:1-11. Now, this event, this day of his triumphal entry, marked his official presentation of himself to the nation and leaders of Israel as the Messianic King. Jesus instructed his disciples on that day to go to Bethpage and find a colt on which there had never been a rider before. Now, the miraculous aspect of what he asked them to do shouldn't be missed. By nature, the animal would have bucked Jesus off at the moment he tried to get on him. But instead of throwing him, this foal of the donkey actually submitted to him and willingly carried him without bucking into Jerusalem. Now, remember I told you verse 10 of Zechariah 9 refers to the second coming, and it were told there, at that point, all weapons of war will be removed from the land. But that hasn't happened yet and won't happen until the second coming, and the second coming of the Messiah lies outside the scope of our current study, which is limited to all the prophecies of the Old Testament related to the first coming of the Messiah. But since verses 9 and 10 refer to the first and the second coming in that third category of prophetic interpretation, I wanted to include that. Now, I think it would be interesting to see what we can learn from this passage in Zechariah 9:9. We are told that Messiah's first coming would be characterized by humility, and secondly, that Messiah's presentation as the Messianic King would come when he rides into Jerusalem riding on the foal of a donkey. And that is exactly what happened in the life of Jesus of Nazareth. Well, I hope you're enjoying this study, and we're out of time for this broadcast, so we'll have to pick it up in our next passage in our next broadcast.
Thanks, Tom. And friend, we want to thank you for joining us today and hope this series is giving you a better understanding about what God said in the Old Testament about the Messiah. I'd like to remind you to visit our new website at www.milktomeat.org. While there, you can sign up for a free newsletter, hear the radio programs, and correspond with us through email. Again, the address is www.milktomeat.org. If you have any questions or want to order a tape of the program, call us at 901-685-3385. Outside Memphis, call toll-free 866-685-3385. We'll see you next time right here for The Lay Disciple.